Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the 18th of January, 2025. Every so often, well, not every so often, people get a hold of me at my my email, and they pose a lot of questions. Sometimes they're challenges, and every so often a challenge will tweak my interest, actually. And I don't try to debate with people over podcasts. I just don't do things like that. It's not my shtick. But it is very, very important, I think, to answer pertinent questions. And if you ever have one, you know you can always email me at greg@aspire.org. So people do, and sometimes there are questions for podcasts and things like that, and other times they're like this. So I'm going to share this one with you because I think it might be of service to you in some way or another. This is from a man named Glenn. He does not tell me where he lives. He says, I see no reason to risk my life for any kind of spiritual philosophy. Is this correct? You seem to be a rebellious person and maybe my kind of guy, as he said, quote unquote, because I use that term. Glenn, I want to make it very clear. I am not rebellious at all. If anything, I'm obedient. I'm obedient to the nature of the practice and what it does and what it has done in my life and what it can do in anyone's life who is disciplined enough to follow the practice of the way. That is a very important thing to me. So I would not call myself rebellious. I don't think Buddha was rebellious. I don't think Jesus was rebellious, although people would say he was. I don't feel that way. There was a point of rebellion, I think, but it really wasn't when he came in, into town on the back of a donkey and... in essence, Palm Sunday is what it's called, and that's another story altogether, and I'm not going to get into that here because it's a long story, and that's not what this is about. So I want you to understand, I am not speaking as I speak in effort to be rebellious or to be someone of the notoriety of being obstinate to the manner of customs and culture here in America. Okay, please understand that. I know maybe to your ears I sound like that, and to other people's ears, obviously, I sound like that, but that's really not what I'm doing. So let that be clear. Okay, you can interpret me any way you want to interpret me. You can interpret me a rebellious person or not so, or just an idiot. It doesn't really matter to me. Honestly, it doesn't. So let's get into your question. I see no reason to risk my life, as you say, for any spiritual philosophy. I don't know what you mean by risk your life. I have a presumption and assumption on this. If I am wrong, please correct me. If I am correct, then please listen to me, okay? There is nothing I can say to make a person see the light of an authentic spiritual practice. There is just no way I can do that. I'm not even interested in doing that. When I was younger and trying to help people at that stage in my life and in the life of the Kali Yuga, just as we were starting this phase, I might have debated with you. I might have. But now I don't do any of that. I don't even think in terms of that. I just present. And in that presentation, you either get it or don't. You're either of the ilk to awaken and you see the futility of living in the human form over and over and over again, fighting for your place in the world, fighting for your survival, fighting for your social survival, fighting your body as it grows old and becomes painful. The whole thing just turns to rot, actually. And so this is a part of the impermanence of life per se. So I don't know what you mean by risk. What I hear you saying, and I could be wrong again, and if I am, please correct me. What I hear you saying is you don't want to give up your pleasures. You don't want to give up your way of life, your customs, your habits. You don't want to do anything that would put you in a precarious position, in your opinion, to live your life differently than the way you live right now. And that would mean that you just want to keep things status quo. And I understand that. I understand it. Whether or not you want to change or do any kind of real spiritual transformation, I highly doubt. And I am not here to convince you to do so. I can't do that. I don't have those powers of persuasion to do that. And I don't think anyone does with the kind of world we live in, where we live viciously. We live in the human stain. We are ugly, and we are only thinking of ourselves. Narcissism now has become a positive attribute to people. This all started way back in the 70s with Gordon Gekko. You know, he was in the movie, well, the movie Wall Street with Michael Douglas, and he said, you know, greed is good. And then he talks about greed being good. And it ain't so good. And it comes from a true life discourse that a Wall Street executive did years and years ago, talking about greed is a good thing and it brings humankind to a better level. It doesn't. It just doesn't. And there is nothing I can say, if you're a money person, where you believe in survival first, survival of the fittest first, and you're not willing to see the bigger picture of what that has done, not only to yourself, but the world in general. There is nothing I can do to bring about that kind of peace on earth. It just can't be done by me. I don't know by anyone else. I don't think Jesus accomplished it. I don't think Buddha accomplished it. I don't think Lao Tzu accomplished it. But I don't think they were trying to accomplish it. That wasn't their means. That wasn't their motivation. They offered to us the way, the truth, and the light. They did. And a lot of us could hear between their words, the message between their wording, between their sentences. We could hear it. We could hear what was going on. Why did we hear that? I don't know. It is not something, frankly, Glenn, that my mind would have picked up logically or reasonably. I'm not that bright a guy. So I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. It is none of my business, as it were. A person who is going to enter into the way is going to enter into it because they're ready to. They can see the ultimate futility of living as we do, born and then living our life mindlessly in the circumstances and conditions of our own consequence, sinking in our own quicksand, and then dying of our quicksand and doing this over and over and over again and never really waking up to what's going on and why this is happening. So it isn't your time, my friend, but if the time ever comes, I think you will find what I just said very helpful to you and actually very true, whether you know you like hearing it or not. All I care about is that it helped you, and I hope it did. Glenn, thank you for your email. Please forgive me. Namaste. Be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you all for listening, And remember, if you have a question, please feel free to email me at greg@aspire.org. Namaste.